2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
The resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This is the 5 o'clock report. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story.
The Supreme Court nominee.
President Trump has told some Republicans he's all set to nominate Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. Coney Barrett is a graduate of Notre Dame Law School, a mother of seven, considered a devout Catholic. She clerked for the late conservative Justice Antonin Scalia. Judge Barrett was critical of Chief Justice Roberts when he voted to uphold the Affordable Care Act. She's publicly questioned legalizing abortion, and she thinks courts will add more abortion restrictions. ABC's Andy Field tells us what her nomination may mean for the court.
She has been called the female Antonin Scalia. The late conservative Supreme Court Justice, Judge Amy Coney Barrett's public views and court decisions align with Scalia's and conservatives, who the president hopes are happy with his choosing Barrett for Justice Ginsburg's seat. Conservatives also hoping her Supreme Court votes will help eliminate everything from abortion rights to the Affordable Care Act. One reason the president and Republicans are rushing her confirmation.
President Trump was asked about his pick when he arrived at Joint Base Andrews today.
Well, I haven't said it was her, but she is outstanding. But they're all outstanding. They're all very outstanding people. Top of the line academically and every way possible.
So just 2 days ago, Utah Senator Mike Lee, who's been on President Trump's Supreme Court list, said he expected the president to nominate Coney Barrett, saying she's exactly the kind of nominee the court needs.
And I would support that nomination wholeheartedly. She's got a proven track record. She's someone who understands the difference between judging and lawmaking. She understands that she's there to interpret the law based on what the words say, rather than on the basis of what some social scientist or lawyer might wish that it said. That's exactly the kind of person we need on the U.S. Supreme Court, and I think it will and should be her.
The president is set to make the official announcement tomorrow, 3 o'clock Mountain Time. While choosing the next Supreme Court justice may be dominating both Republican and Democratic attention in D.C., it's far from the most important issue for voters outside the Beltway. ABC's Dave Packer reports.
While the battle over filling the vacancy on the U.S. Supreme Court brews on Capitol Hill, the outcome is not the most important issue in most American voters' choice for president. A new ABC News Washington Post poll showing only 11% call the next appointment to the Supreme Court the single most important issue in their choice for president. More than twice that number, 25%, say the economy is the top issue, followed by 17% who pick the handling of the coronavirus outbreak, 15% who say health care, 14% prioritizing equal treatment of racial groups, and 12% who say their top issue is crime and safety. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Reports this afternoon again saying the president intends to choose Amy Coney Barrett for the open spot on the Supreme Court. The announcement, 3 p.m. tomorrow. The family of Breonna Taylor is demanding transcripts of grand jury proceedings in her case. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, that jury decided against charging three officers in direct connection to the no-knock warrant and shooting that left Breonna Taylor dead. Family attorney Benjamin Crump says he wants to know the role of Kentucky's attorney general and the FBI in the investigation.
We're asking the FBI to make sure that they give Breonna a voice.
Police say officers fired after Taylor's boyfriend opened fire, striking an officer. There has been protesting around the country after that grand jury decision. This young girl and her mom are in downtown Louisville to show their support for Taylor.
People shouldn't get killed for things they do that are bad. They can go to jail, but they don't have to get killed.
On the campaign trail, that issue also coming into focus. VP candidate Kamala Harris, during a remote interview for the NAACP National Convention, saying when she heard the news in the Breonna Taylor case this week, it felt like a gut punch.
Her life deserves to be valued and to be honored.
And President Trump this afternoon is talking about his platinum plan on economic opportunity in the black community. He's also taking aim at his opponent, Joe Biden, over his 1994 crime law that gave harsh sentences, saying that he will give people a second chance.
We will create a national clemency project to right wrongful prosecutions and to pardon individuals who have reformed their lives.
The president is pledging millions of jobs plus access to loans for business growth in his platinum plan. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:04, today's coronavirus numbers. Here's Todd Fuchs.
Jeff, the state reporting a record number of new cases of the virus today. Also, a new record number of tests. There were more than 10,000 tests in the past day, which churned out just over 1,400 positives. 184 people are currently hospitalized. And the state says the numbers are being driven by more younger people getting the disease. And there's a new campaign to get them to take it seriously. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce with the details.
It's called Rona Alert, a social media campaign just launched by the Utah Department of Health to remind young people to wear a mask, wash their hands, and stay home if they're sick. Department spokeswoman Jenny Johnson says young people are driving Utah's spike in coronavirus cases, and even if they don't get a serious case of it,
they need to understand that it does impact them. Maybe it's not so much the health effects that they're worried about, but we know they're worried about staying in school or playing sports or hanging out with their friends. Right now, they're at the risk of losing those opportunities.
The first video just launched on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, and TikTok, with more posts coming soon. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time is 5:06.
First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We're brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. You better listen closely. Here's Ricky Meese.
We've had emergency traffic southbound I-15 due to an earlier vehicle fire that stopped the traffic completely. You're going to see a lot of stop-and-go speeds from Santaquin down to almost Mona. In Provo Canyon, Highway 189, we have a crash affecting both directions of traffic as well as construction. And this is between SR-92 and Vivian Park and Canyon Road. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time 5:06.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.